Power and Light crews are doing all the work to install the poles and everything?
That's correct. We're doing all the work, and we're trying to organize our time so that we can still take care of our customers, but yet not cut into the construction cycle out here. So we're trying to work full or even long days, first part of the week, and then try to take care of the connects and the small service work on Fridays.
Any difficulties with putting this in this line? Any tough places to cross or anything, or tough terrain?
We're finding that the, we knew that the terrain was going to be tough, a lot of rock, but we're finding even more than what we anticipated. There's going to be a lot more jackhammer work. Of course, we can't blast because of the water line, the near proximity of the water line. But, yeah, we're finding some real tough going here, which is going to tend to make the labor costs higher than we anticipated, but it's also going to stretch the time out. I was hoping that we'd go right along and get this built, but we're probably out close to 2 months before we'll have it complete, depending on what we run into, but lots of rock.
And then it will be ready for hookups?
At that point, it'll be energized and ready for hookups. Okay. We are going to, as we build, we're going to build with the idea that we take off here at the bottom of Dump Hill. And as we get to houses or people that want to want service, we'll go ahead and energize the line to that point to try to get them service while we're building beyond them.
Okay.
So we'll try to accommodate that.
The line itself runs on the opposite side of the road the whole way as the water line, looks like?
Pretty much. There's a couple of places where the road turns rather quickly where we've jumped across the road for maybe one pole and then back on the other side. But, yeah, we have to avoid the water line, so we've essentially stayed on the water side of the road. And that also serves another purpose. It puts us closer to where the majority of the houses are. So that's an advantage, too, that the power line is on the side of the road where it's needed.
We'll take a look. If you look out there right now, there's actually four poles visible out there, but you have to look pretty hard to see them. Those full-length treated poles blend in very nicely with the background trees, and so it's not going to be too much of an eyesore, and you know, like that aspect of it.
Let's go for a drive and check it out. What's there? So four poles in place right now, and how many poles total when it's all done?
Well, they've been working today, so I'm not sure what the total is. We can kind of count them as we go.
Okay. You're having to close the road while this work is going on from time to time?
There's been some short closures of the road, yes, and we've tried to advise people and put notice in the paper and signs along the road to let people know that there might be some delays, but we've had real good cooperation from the folks that use this road and live out here, so far it's gone real well.
Looks like at least 9 or 10, and they're a good part of the way to City Creek, City Creek, looks like. And they've been working on this just a week or so, I think?
That's correct. Yeah,
so they've already made some pretty good progress.
This first stretch has gone pretty well. As soon as we cross City Creek, that's when we are really going to begin to get into the rock.
We're almost a 3 mile just before the hill. It's a 3 mile and crossing one of those little creeks here. It's going all the way up around here, huh?
And this is the end of the line right
here. Okay. All right.
Now, this land on our left here has been subdivided, but this is a huge lot in here that belongs to the state that will not be developed. And so there was no sense taking the line beyond this. Boundary of this subdivision is just up here around the corner, but like I say, these lots here cannot be developed. They belong to the state.